Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States is in talks with countries that border Afghanistan about housing over-the-horizon counterterrorism operations that would allow U.S. military to survey and strike targets in the Taliban-controlled nation. That's according to senators who attended a classified hearing with Pentagon leaders this week. The Pentagon leader's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee showed that President Biden solely owns the foreign policy fiasco. So says Republican Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska on Newsmax.
President Biden solely owns this foreign policy fiasco. His generals advised him not to remove a small force of American military members, and we saw what happened in August. But the other main takeaway is it's clear the president has not been leveling with the American people. On so many big issues, he has not been telling the truth.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The big money guy for the United States, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, has a hater on Capitol Hill. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, pressing Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on his record on financial regulation, said she wouldn't support him for a second term as head of the U.S. Central Bank, the highest profile Democrat with a say on his confirmation to come out against him.
Renominating you means gambling that for the next 5 years, a Republican majority at the Federal Reserve with a Republican chair who has regularly voted to deregulate Wall Street won't drive this economy over a financial cliff again.
Powell's term expires in February, and Bloomberg News has reported that White House aides are considering recommending President Joe Biden keep him on the job. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
One of the men shot during the failed President Reagan assassination attempts on March 30, 1981, tells CNN Thursday morning his thoughts on John Hinckley Jr.'s announced unconditional release earlier this week. Former Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy.
I don't fear for my safety or my family's safety, and he would be a very bad idea for him to show up on my front porch. I assure you of that. It would not be welcomed. But I understand what they're thinking. You know, that their father was almost killed. It put their family through a lot of trauma. But as much as I appreciate what they have to say, the bigger picture in my view is that we can't allow or give any people any idea that taking a shot at the president is anything less than the most severe, should get the most severe punishment. Not necessarily just because they're no longer a danger to themselves or others, but can we take that risk? Constantly. Look how many presidents we've had attempted assassinations on or assassinations. Can we continue to take that risk and send a message that maybe, okay, you can do it and maybe you do 25 or 30 years and you're out? So I worry about what it says in the greater context about presidents of the United States. We go through our elections are something to behold, as you know.
McCarthy became the chief of Orland Police Department, south of Chicago, in May of 1994. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got James Herson. Yes, you've been waiting for him. He's here now. Wait you no longer. He's New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. By the way, great column on Denzel Washington, Amazing Grace Journey. A lot of people may not be familiar with the spiritual level and commitment of one Denzel. And that probably helps people understand why he stands out in the way he does, whether it's as an actor, a director, a producer, or certainly a bona fide movie star, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I was reviewing, you know, basically he caught my attention this week because he did a speaking engagement at a Christian men's conference and said some brilliant things, but so I was kind of reviewing, you know, this guy has this huge body of work. He started out on TV on that show, Saint Elsewhere. It was like a medical show, ironically. Mm-hmm. And he's, if you look at the film choices he's made, it's incredible. It's like one really meaty role after another, all having sort of dramatic impact with traditional storylines. And, yeah, Denzel is one of those guys, kind of like Clint Eastwood. We talked about him on your show.
Right.
But he's a throwback to the what we used to refer to as a movie star. We have so few of those now. But not only that, he's just an incredible human being, a philanthropist, and a committed Christian. His dad was an ordained minister. Mm-hmm. He came from a beautiful Christian family, was always involved in the church. At one time, he wanted to be a preacher. And interesting thing, and he said that, you know, I mean, he reads the Bible every day and he prays. And he said that, you know, God basically speaks to him and leads his life. He's been doing this for many, many years. And, of course, this is running against the grain in Hollywood.
I was going to say, how would the ladies of The View handle that, that God speaks to him, right?
No, I know. Definitely they would. They'd give him a hard time. But it's kind of, you can see he's never been a political person, but he definitely doesn't go along with Hollywood. Like, he's made statements defending the military, defending law enforcement. But everything stems and starts with his faith. He made a commencement address a few years ago at a black university in New Orleans, and he basically told the students, and this is up on YouTube, there have been 28 million views of a speech of Denzel Washington, and it's because it's so inspiring. He went in front of these graduates, and he told them to put God first, and it's a stirring. He got a standing ovation. And one of the lines from that speech was from Denzel Washington, "I have not always stuck with God, but he has always stuck with me.
Mm.
And he talked about it, this was called the Better Man event just a few days ago at the First Baptist Church of Orlando, Florida. And he spoke to those people about the fact that he had just recently buried his mother,
mm-hmm.
and he remembered the promise he made to her to put God first. And he talks about how he honors his father and mother by living each day of his life until the end of his life the way he believes they and God would want him to live. It's just mm-hmm. amazing mm-hmm. to hear that. But what's really incredible about Denzel, one of the reasons he's so centered, and by the way, he has a sterling reputation in the Hollywood community, always reliable, steady. And one thing about the casting directors and writers, they know that no matter what character Denzel plays, there's this dignity and grace. And you know this if you're a Denzel Washington fan.
Mm, yeah, right.
There's a gentleness and a grace. Even when he's playing the bad guy, there's this quality. It comes from in him.
Mm.
But part of the reason is he understands the biggest contagion in Hollywood, which is not COVID-19. It's narcissism.
Oh, yeah.
And it's something that has spread across our country. Denzel mentioned that, according to the Bible, in the last days, human beings will become lovers of themselves.
Exactly.
And is that not the case with this crazy social media society we live in? Denzel points out, the number one photo in our society is a selfie.
Yes.
We all want to be the lead. We all want to be the star. So, and he knows very well what happens to celebrities. And he told this Christian men's group, fame is a monster. Fame is a monster.
Mm.
And you have to understand, it's not all good news. It magnifies problems and opportunities. So what's the answer? The answer is, Denzel Washington says, stay on your knees.
Yes, I love that.
Stay on your knees. Mm. If you want to talk to someone, Denzel says, talk to the one that can do something about it. And that one is a one with a capital O, that's God.
Yeah.
And we're in a time that is unprecedented. We see things happening all over the world that appear to be following trends that are predicted in the Bible. We see countries that were countries we admired for their freedom now seeming to fall into enslavement slowly. I mean, one of them that's so shocking is Australia.
Exactly.
And we have to realize that that the first thing we have to do, Denzel's words, we've got to put God first.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to act.
Yes.
We put God first, we pray, and then, of course, what we have to do is stand up for our principles and not comply with policies that are unlawful. It's just, the videotapes we get from Australia, and I pray from the bottom of my heart, they're not previews of coming attractions. But though it is astonishing to see what has happened to the people of Australia for more than 550 days. Their government has oppressed them and made their lives have less and less and less freedom in a country that's basically has the population a little less than California, and has remarkably low rates of virus infection. It's very clear to the people of Australia, who are now involved in a peaceful revolution, that what has happened in Australia has absolutely nothing to do with health or viruses.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Or remedies.
Exactly.
Or medicine.
James, got to go to break. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
Oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst James Herson is with us. James, it is a sad commentary of what's happening in Australia, as you said. And this should be quite foretelling, and it has people worried and praying, because What would keep that from happening here in America?
Well, exactly. And the only thing that, I mean, it took the people of Australia by surprise. Mm-hmm. But one distinction that Australia has that is very different in the United States of America is that the individual Australians lost their ability to have the equivalent of a Second Amendment, to be able to own the means of defense for themselves and their families. And they had a major firearm confiscation policy that was put into effect. And I do think that is a major distinction. And that's why, in addition to many other reasons, that the Second Amendment has its own amendment. Mm-hmm. We know that, you know, the First Amendment is terribly important. It has within it freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion, the Establishment Clause. There's a lot in this one amendment. Similarly, the Fifth Amendment. We see these amendments, they pack things in. But the Second Amendment has its own special amendment. Mm-hmm. And so it's a distinction. That's part of the reason that the United States currently is not Australia. But I think the other reason, and the reason that this whole phenomenon will fail across the world, is because of the freedom that lives in the hearts of human beings. Mm-hmm. And we see a worldwide revival. It's a religious revival, but it's a revival of cherishing of freedom. And it's a peaceful revival. But it's happening in Europe, it's happening in New Zealand, Australia, and it's happening in the United States, because people are realizing that if you give too much power to bureaucrats, they'll exercise it irresponsibly.
Exactly.
And the question of whether there's a bona fide emergency, I should say plural, questions are not being answered because they're not even being asked.
Yeah.
And when people are losing their freedoms, and it's based on this emergency where questions are being stifled, then it's right for people to be suspicious and for people to not comply. Also, in addition, of course, in our country, the authorities, mainly CDC, FDA, are giving mixed signals at best, but false signals in many cases, false communications. Isn't it ironic that the people who from their ivory towers claim to be concerned about misinformation are the greatest purveyors of misinformation themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, it has been rather confusing. They've added to the confusion and the quote-unquote vaccine hesitancy, if you want to call it that. But, you know, this is the problem. I mean, government cannot take on the full weight and burden of its citizens. This is why our founding fathers, you know, took from the Bible the idea, James, that it's about self-responsibility. We have to be aware of a certain amount of ethics and morality. That's what this Constitution was designed for, a people of moral conduct and affiliation. And you take morality out of the picture, the Constitution begins to implode on itself. And, of course, the government wants you to believe that they can handle the weight of it, and it's clear that they can't. You know, and COVID's just a little preview of things to come. And, you know, they want to gin up the emotions so that they can control us all the easier. This is why it's all about the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated, lest you forget that there are people with natural immunity that are contributing to that herd immunity formula, which is staving off the virus as well. But, you know, the thing is, the question, James, that I have is that what happens to, you know, to these warmongers or these mongers of power and control, Pelosi and the Democrats, when they don't have the Delta virus to blame?
Yeah, you can see that the next play that appears to be ginned up, if we look at global elitists is to just abandon the notion of a virus, but to hang on to the notion of an emergency. Mm-hmm. What is the emergency? Climate change. Yeah. Climate change is the emergency. Oh. And therefore, in the name of climate change, as the Davos people have talked about, we must lock down to protect the earth.
Yes.
We're not just protecting people. We must lock down to protect the earth. And it does appear, you know, I mean, the trend lines are not good, but I still believe that there is in this notion, it's a Christian notion of the dignity of each life. And it's clear, you know, our leaders don't believe in that. Obviously, they're Nancy Pelosi, who, as you mentioned, has a bill pending that federalizes abortion law, taking away the rights of legislatures in places like Texas and Florida and Louisiana to control their own innocent life. And Pelosi wants to dictate abortion on demand up until the moment of birth. Do they care about the dignity of life, people that promote that? No way. Mm-hmm. But I would also submit that people who want to give experimental drugs to pregnant women and young children don't care about the dignity of life either.
Right.
And so, and that's what we see being promulgated. That's what we see coming our way. Mm-hmm. Here in California, our governor survived a recall, and one of the things he signed into law is a $15 billion expenditure for climate change.
Yeah.
Now, what is the $15 million going to do for climate change? Well, it's because climate change is this arsonist who's been running around lighting trees on fire, apparently. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait a minute. They caught someone that was actually lighting the trees on fire, an arsonist. But the person must have been motivated by climate change.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to sell this idea that in the name of climate change, got to spend billions of dollars for bureaucrats to strangle the already dying business world and job world in California, and have a bureaucracy and have lots of paid people in the government.
Bureaucrats. Oh, yeah, government. Exactly. Yeah.
And that, of course, that will... I mean, you know, it's funny because one of the things that supposedly contributes to the problems of climate change is flatulence. And nobody has flatulence like a bunch of bureaucrats who are being paid $15 billion. So it may end up that in the name of climate change, it actually causes more carbon pollution in the form of human flatulence.
Yeah. Well, we'll stay on top of that aspect, as we always do.
Don't be on top of it.
Yes, exactly.
We want to be on top of it.
We want to be upwind, right? Upwind of it, I guess, is what we want to do.
That's right, upwind.
James, I'll tell you, you gotta love these politicians. There's just never enough, and you know, if you take it too seriously, yeah, your head will explode, and everything becomes a matter of climate change, and you know, they just keep on exercising it and trying to convince people that that's the case. But you know, this is the problem with a lie. It just can't really stick. So it's got to be, you know, people have to be compelled to buy the lie. James Hurston, as always, thank you so much for being with us. You're awesome. How can people be in touch with you, James?
My website is jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. I write for Newsmax. People have heard of that. Newsmax.com, among other places, and Twitter and Facebook, etc.
You got it. Thanks, James. Take care, buddy. Godspeed.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States is in talks with countries that border Afghanistan about housing over-the-horizon counterterrorism operations that would allow U.S. military to survey and strike targets in the Taliban-controlled nation. That's according to senators who attended a classified hearing with Pentagon leaders this week. The Pentagon leader's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee showed that President Biden solely owns the foreign policy fiasco. So says Republican Senator Dan Sullivan from Alaska on Newsmax.
President Biden solely owns this foreign policy fiasco. His generals advised him not to remove a small force of American military members, and we saw what happened in August. But the other main takeaway is it's clear the president has not been leveling with the American people. On so many big issues, he's not been telling the truth.
USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you just like that, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, joining us now. Hey, DeRoy, how we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. My head's still spinning. Joe Biden again caught in some major lies. The generals just did not want to, give him cover. I mean, after all, he threw them under the bus, and they figure, hey, why not, Joe? Hey, come on down. Join us here.
Join us.
We can do an oil change, you know? Watch the grease.
Yeah, the bus looks so much better from down here. Exactly. Yeah, well, I got a kick out of the testimony where General Milley, General McKenzie, and Defense Secretary Austin all said basically, well, you know, it's totally inappropriate for me to share in public my recommendations to the president, but let me tell you what I recommended.
Yeah.
And each of them said, well, the first two, General Milley and General McKenzie, said we recommended keeping a force of 2,500 soldiers in Afghanistan, and I think Milley said it could be bumped up to 3,500 if circumstances required. And then Secretary of Defense Austin said yes, that was that information was passed along to the president, and he had it on his desk to consider. And boy, you've got not one, not two, but three different people totally contradicting what Biden repeatedly said, which is nobody told him to keep 2,500 troops there. Everybody, it was unanimous among the generals, pull out, leave, run with our tails between our legs. Mm-hmm. And you've got his top military advisor, the Secretary of Defense as well, and the soldier, I guess Marine, I believe he's a Marine Corps general, if I'm not mistaken, General McKenzie, who's in charge of the troops on the ground in Afghanistan, all completely, totally contradicting what he said. So he's either the liar in chief, or he's deeply, deeply senile, and his cognitive decline is even worse than we thought if he doesn't have a recollection of that incredibly important advice being passed along to him probably within the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, how does he define consensus? And that's what he told us. We had consensus.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's consensus. If you think one thing and your three top military advisors relevant to that topic disagree with you 180 degrees. I mean, that's not my definition of consensus. Maybe it's Joe Biden's definition of consensus. Maybe he means consensus just because he has the final decision and he can tell them what to do no matter what their advice is.
Exactly. His consensus rules. You know, I thought it was interesting what Milley had to say, kind of defending in an odd sort of way Biden's retreat from Kabul as a logistical success but a strategic failure. And, of course, President Biden, in talking to Stephanopoulos, said it was an uncategorical extraordinary success is what he said.
Mm-hmm. Extraordinary success. Yeah, quite a comment. Yeah, look, I think it's let me just differ with that description. Extraordinary success, I think, would have involved the removal of all American citizens from Afghanistan, the removal of all green card holders, and the removal of all the Afghan allies who helped us out over the last 20 years, interpreters, translators, people who helped us do what we did over there, fighting the Taliban and fighting Al-Qaeda. In fact, we still have Americans hiding behind enemy lines, behind the Taliban's, under the Taliban's control. We have Afghans who have been helpful to us, already have been lined up and shot.
Yes.
We've got green card holders who are still over there. And then I just heard the other day that of all these people we evacuated who got on planes and flew over here, only 3% are people who were on the special immigration visa list, who are people who actually were helpful to us and assisted us in our mission. 97% of the people we brought over, as far as I can tell, had no particular right to be here, and we owed nothing to them, and they were not particularly helpful. Now, they may not necessarily be any American, they may not hate us, but they were not people who needed to be removed because the Taliban knew they were collaborators with the Americans and had to be dragged out of there. So those people who came over here didn't really need to be here, and the people who needed to be here are still in Afghanistan. So, again,
unbelievable.
That would seem to contrast with the characterization of that effort as a, quote, extraordinary success, unquote, as Joe Biden calls it.
Well, just like the southern border, I mean, where's the vetting? I mean, 97%, you don't know who the heck they are. And as Marsha Blackburn put it, you know, it's not like you can call 1-800-TALIBAN and get some curriculum vitae or background information on these guys, right? Unbelievable.
The Taliban on LinkedIn? I don't know. Maybe.
There's a
special Taliban page. You can look at everyone's resume. Look, we have so many people on these planes. I think it's, what was it, 100,000 or something, I think was the number pulled out of there. Mm-hmm. And then we've got, just a little week ago, we had 15,000 people under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas, all sorts of people running across. We've got border stations, which are completely unmanned because the Border Patrol is stretched so thinly trying to deal with all these emergencies. Who knows who's coming across the border?
Exactly.
From Afghanistan, from Sudan, from Pakistan. Who knows? Who knows who's coming across? There's no effort to vet these people. Let's cross our fingers, hope they're here just because they want to be productive and add to the U.S. GDP. And maybe most of them do. But all you need, as we saw September 11, 2001, all you need is 19 people who are bent on killing Americans, and they can do so. Or you could have just one person, like the guy who stood up in that cafeteria in Fort Hood, Texas, and pulled out a gun and killed, I think it was about 12 or 13 GIs.
Right.
You had the husband and wife who were in San Bernardino, California. They most disgustingly opened fire at a Christmas party thrown by their coworkers, killed a bunch of them, and then went on a shooting spree and killed more people in the Southern California area. It doesn't take a lot of bad guys to create a lot of bloodshed. It took one guy to blow up that that gay bar in Orlando, Florida.
Exactly.
I think the number was, what, 50 or 60? I don't remember precisely, but dozens of people are just out to drink and dance, have a good time, and they're now in caskets under 6 feet of soil.
Exactly.
It takes a lot of bad guys to come in this country and create total bloodshed and mayhem. And Joe Biden doesn't seem to be even microscopically concerned about that.
No, it's no sweat off his brow, needless to say. I mean, I guess their vetting process, DeRoy, is if you're wearing a Biden-Harris T-shirt, you're in.
Yeah, I have seen the Haitians coming across wearing the Biden-Harris campaign swag.
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess if you wear that, that means that you got to be waved in. And look, these people aren't being tested for COVID. Some of them have COVID. I believe some of these border towns have seen surges in COVID as people have come across. Laura Logan was on Fox News Channel this weekend, and she said that there's data indicating that there, wherever you see the migrants, the illegal alien surges, you also soon thereafter see surges in COVID-19.
So exactly.
Joe Biden, who got elected on the promise that he was going to put an end to the COVID-19 vaccine, now is somebody who literally is importing COVID-19 into this country. He has a COVID-19 importation program. And you think the least this man could do as the guy who got into the White House promising to get rid of this pandemic is he would test these people on the way in. And instead, these people are just flowing in. They're being moved who knows where into this country. And the whole goal here, I call it FDA, Future Democrat of America.
Exactly.
Get these people in, get them naturalized, give them green cards, give them voting cards, and I hope that they vote Democrat. That's the full purpose of what's going on here. And I've never seen a more naked and obvious intrusion in American politics than what Biden and company are doing, which is basically to import a brand new tsunami of future Democrats.
Exactly. All based on lies and more lies. I mean, this is a continuation of the Obama administration. I guess Joe Biden learned well under Obama is that, there's just not enough lies out there. And you just keep on telling them as long as you can get away with it. I mean, George Stephanopoulos tried to hold Biden's feet to the fire just a little bit anyway. A bit awkward, but come on, man, that was 4 days ago. And Stephanopoulos, he just didn't even. I mean, he's probably sitting there going, "Wait, am I talking to the President of the United States?" And that's the response.
You mentioned when Stephanopoulos asked, "Mr. President, what's your response to these people who are clinging to that C-130 plane as it left Kabul and they couldn't hold on to a plane flying through the air, so they fell off and plunged to the runway and died?" And Biden's response was, "Oh, that was 4 or 5 days ago."
Yeah.
It was actually 2 days ago, or right. 2 days earlier. And you'd think he'd say something like, well, it was very tragic and it was a terrible scene. We hope we can do better. Or it's really sad and we're going to try to improve things. His whole thing was, well, 4 or 5 days ago. Who cares? They're dead. Move on. I mean, he turned out to be an incredibly mean, cold, and callous, which is a totally different presentation than we had a year ago, which was Trump was nasty and angry and a bully, and in would come this warm, caring, empathetic grandpa type. And boy, that's gone. We just have a mean, flinty, get off of my lawn. That's me. That's the next thing I'm expecting to hear out of his mouth.
Unless you're vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you can stay on my lawn. Oh, that's enough. Get out of here. It's time to move on here. And speaking of which, we've got to move on to a break, and we've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rights subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with the one and only DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, that $3.5 trillion blueprint that's not supposed to cost anybody any money. I mean, this is like Obamacare. You know, you can keep your doctor. Everything's roses. You're going to pay less for your, you know, the lies just keep on coming. And, you know, and it's all brought to you by the Democratic Party and the acquiescence, I might add, to some Republicans that are somehow just going along to get along. I mean, go figure. I mean, just like the generals that are not about to give up their stars or to fall on their sword for the safety of, you know, thousands of Americans. God only knows how many down the road could be in jeopardy as a result of them not standing up. I mean, here it is. You had generals under, you know, the Trump administration that said, look, at, you know, I can't handle you having the Taliban, you know, come to the United States and go to Camp David. I'm out of here. And at least they had the honor to stand on principle, you know, the military honor. These guys have no military honor, and they're generals, you know, that are representing the military forces of our country. This is very dangerous, DeRoy, where we are right now, because this is an extension, the way I look at it, this is an extension of what happened to us and happened to four American citizens in Benghazi.
Yeah, well, this is sort of what you're supposed to do in the military if you are, you know, you follow orders, and if you have a problem with the orders, you resign. And if the generals really had a problem with Donald J. Trump at the end of his term, if they had trouble with January 6th or whatever, what they should have done is say, oh, look, I'm out of here, resign, and either resign quietly or resign and then hold a press conference and explain why you resign. And this is what General Milley should have done. Instead, he basically conducted a military coup, stepped in and told the National Military Command Center, if you get an order from the President of the United States to lob a nuke at somebody, you know, disobey that order and check with me, which means he's now essentially
the commander-in-chief. Exactly.
And then gets on the phone with his opposite number in China and says, you know, if there's any attack, I'll give you a heads up so you know it's coming. I mean, unbelievable. I'm just amazed that man is not in handcuffs facing a court-martial for that. And on this spending matter, Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi seem to have sort of a kindergarten level of understanding of economics. Biden said on September 26th, just a few days ago, and I'm quoting a Twitter message, my Build Back Better agenda costs $0 Instead of wasting money on tax breaks, loopholes, and tax evasion for big corporations and the wealthy, we can make a once-in-a-generation investment in working America, and it adds $0 to the national debt. And Nancy Pelosi said, I think it was on ABC's this week, she said, let's not talk about numbers.
Yes.
Let's talk about values. Wonderful. Wow. Beautiful. So this stuff doesn't cost any money. They're spending $3.5 trillion. The House Democrat Budget Committee did a markup of this. Their version doesn't cost $3.5 trillion after so many people, Joe Manchin, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, two senators who seem to have a little bit of common sense. They said this is too expensive. So the House Democrat Budget Budget Committee write-up of this thing costs $4.3 trillion. That's 23% more expensive than it was before. And then you throw in infrastructure, so-called infrastructure bill, that brings us up to, I think it's about 5.5, mm-hmm. and then you throw in, 6.5, excuse me, and
yeah,
you throw
right.
in the interest, increase in interest payments, and also the fact that a lot of these programs won't expire in 3 to 5 years, as they're claiming. They're going to go on for at least 10. At that point, the bill for this $3.5 trillion so-called human infrastructure bill comes out to $6.9 trillion. That's almost $7 trillion, which means it's almost double the current price tag, and
exactly.
up.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to get this thing through, and it looks like the only way they can get this through is a kind of a Dr. Seuss-like push me, pull you. If they spend more money, they keep Bernie Sanders and AOC and the far left-wing squad happy, but then they lose the so-called moderates. If they reduce the spending, the moderates may come on board, but then AOC and Bernie Sanders and the socialists and Marxists and communists jump off the bandwagon. So Nancy Pelosi's, this is going to be a real skill of Nancy Pelosi's ability to whip her caucus into shape with the Democrats running rapidly in two completely opposite directions.
Well, she's trying to cut off fingers now. I mean, she's going to get the numbers one way or another, and she'll do anything that she has to do. I mean, you know, she reminds me, DeRoy, of a carnival barker playing the seed game. You've got the walnut halves out there, and they're kind of moving around, and she's just, you know, playing this shell game with everybody, right?
Well, correct. And one thing that's really quite obnoxious about all this is that, you know, the way this used to work is you would have a piece of legislation. We all would see it. We all debate it, talk about the pros and cons, and they vote on it. The way it works now is Nancy Pelosi sits in her office with Chuck Schumer and maybe somebody from the White House. Three people write a bill, if that many, and then they print it, and then they bring it to the floor, usually put it on a table, and this thing's, you know, going to be 1,500 or 2,000, 2,500 pages, and say, all right, here's the bill. If anybody wants to read it, you got an hour. We're voting, you know, we're voting in 59
exactly.
minutes and 15
right.
seconds, and nobody knows what's in the bill. You got to pass it to know what's in it, and then after it passes, then people see it, and then you read news reports over the next 2 weeks about what was in the bill, and a lot of people say, oh, gee, if I knew that were in there, I wouldn't have voted for it. I mean, this is no way to run Swaziland, much less the United States of America. It's chaotic, it's absurd, it's ridiculous, and if it were cheap, it'd be one thing, but it's all of those things, and incredibly expensive, and it's going to be inflationary. I think interest rates will go up. This stuff is chock full of regulations, tax increases. We now learn the impact of the tax increases will hurt Americans with incomes as low as $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't, you know, going after the rich 1%. Middle class and even lower class people economically seeing an economic negative economic repercussions from this bill. And if it goes through, it will slow down this economy and speed up our transformation to a full socialist state.
Yeah, and the demise of the middle class. Do you think that Joe Biden is hiring 80,000 more IRS agents to go after the rich and famous, or to go after everyday Americans that want to spend $600 and they want the IRS agents there to make sure that that $600, DeRoy, that you just spent, we need to know about that. And we've noticed that you've been spending a lot of $600, things here lately, and we're just kind of curious because we're inquiring people, you know?
Yeah, no, it's look, this is, to me, a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment restrictions against unreasonable searches and seizures. If the government thinks somebody's cheating on taxes and gets a search warrant and wants to go in and check the person's records, that's one thing. But to say we're going to look at every bank account with $600 in it, or every transaction over $600, and all that automatically will be sent to the IRS, and people will sift through this stuff and then say, Bill, this $700 dinner you had, boy, that that sounds a little high for dinner. What was going on there? It's another damn business.
Exactly.
Period.
Right.
And if we have 80,000 new IRS agents with every incentive, probably bonuses, the more people they nail, you're going to have people sitting in Washington, D.C., sifting through everyone's financial transactions. And again, not just multimillionaires or movie stars or hedge fund managers, but people with $600 in the bank, paying, it could be $600 for, medical procedure, or $700 for maybe a student's books at college or whatever. And these people are going to be looking at all these transactions and saying, oh, too much for this, too much for that. This should be taxed. This shouldn't be taxed. There are much better things for the federal government to do, be involved in, like closing our border off, like fighting terrorists, like making sure that the Al-Qaeda doesn't come back into this country. And instead, they're going to be focused on all these efforts to run after people under the assumption that these folks are breaking the law, when in fact they're just going about their business.
Exactly. Well, they're setting us up here. I mean, well, they set themselves up with all these policies, open borders, Afghans coming in record numbers, not being vetted, only 3%, as you mentioned earlier. If you want to talk about over the horizon, I think you need to look over the horizon a little bit closer and see the impending threats upon everyday citizens that are brought to you by these lousy decisions from this administration. I don't know how to get around and how to square this up, DeRoy, other than it is absolutely pernicious, and the people are not going to wake up, unless we have, sadly, if there's another 9/11, then they might say, well, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, no, it's terrifying, that we've got the Taliban back in power. Their close friends, Al-Qaeda, are back in action. The Haqqani network, which I hear is so radical, they make certain elements of ISIS look moderate. They're in control with their pals in Pakistan. I believe there's a recent intelligence report warning that Al-Qaeda and Haqqani network, the Taliban, folks in Pakistan are also close, but now there's a prospect of the Taliban gaining access to atomic weapons. What could go wrong? It's really scary, and this is all a product of Joe Biden's completely reckless and feckless rapid departure from Afghanistan. These folks have all kinds of conventional weapons they shouldn't have. We left behind night vision goggles and all kinds of armor, guns, pistols, Humvees, fixed-wing aircraft, C-130s. I mean, they've got the whole arsenal of weapons they either can use and or sell or give to their pals around the world.
Right.
And I think we will find, unfortunately, American citizens and our allies being killed by American taxpayer-funded weapons.
Without a doubt. And, of course, the military-industrial complex there, DeRoy, is saying, hey, do you need to replace that gear? We can replace that gear for you. It's only going to cost you, oh, that's right, that was yesterday's dollars, $80 billion. It's probably going to be $100 billion now in today's dollars, right?
Well, there's that, correct. And, look, I understand a lot of that equipment. It's hard to get that much stuff out of there, but they should have removed as much of it as they could. I know it's hard to get a bunch of Humvees out, but certainly things like night vision goggles, it shouldn't be that hard to put boxes of night vision goggles in a C-130 and get them out of there.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, as always, appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend.
Right,
take care.
You
got
Thank you.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended